Hey, welcome. It's another episode of Fixing Your Kanban. You got three professional Kanban trainers, myself, Dan Vacante, and Todd Miller. We're here to answer some questions, talk about concepts, hopefully help you with your Kanban practices. Today, so we realized on the previous episode, so hopefully all of you watched that last week, that we thought we had an SLE, a service level expectation video, already done. Turns out we don't. That's how prepared we are. So today we're going to circle back. We're going to ask Dan to give us an overview of SLEs, service level expectations, and then Todd and I will ask some questions, and we'll probably wrap it up in about 10 minutes or less. That's the plan. Go.
Thanks for that wonderful introduction there, Ryan. Thanks for setting it up. It just came up. Service level expectations. I would say probably the most underutilized tool in Kanban. You know, I don't know that most people who say they're doing Kanban really understand what a service level expectation is. So I'll try to explain it in 25 words or less. It's this idea of once you start on a piece of work, the very first thing that your customer or stakeholder or somebody's going to ask you is, when will it be done? The thing about answering that when will it be done question is it's asking us to make a prediction about the future. And everybody knows the future is full of uncertainty. And the second that you introduce uncertainty into the equation, throw determinism out the window. There's no such thing as 100% in our world. It just does not work. Just does not exist, which means we have to take a probabilistic approach. And so that's really what a service level expectation is. And that's why it's called an expectation and not an agreement, not a service level agreement. A service level expectation is, what is our expectation in terms of how long a single item should flow through our process within an agreed risk tolerance, within an agreed confidence, you know, if you will. So in the last episode, I think I used the example of, you know, we have 85% confidence that this item will flow through in 11 days or less. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of a classic example of a service level expectation. So at the 60,000 hand wavy foot level, that's really what it is. But let's dive deeper. How should we dive deeper on that, Ryan or Todd?
Yeah. So service level expectation, right? This applies to, we start looking at our service level expectation right before we make something active, right, Dan? Mm-hmm. You know, I think this goes along with our right sizing conversation that we had last time. We go to pool, we bring it in, we activate it. But ultimately, what's the point, right? So we have the service level expectation, we pull it in, but why even calculate a service level expectation? You know, this is going to make teams cringe, mm-hmm. right? You know, this is going to make this is going to be, here we go, right? We're going to be, it's not the purpose of it. Like you've said before, it can easily be mismanaged, but why? Like what? You hinted around it with, you know, a good quick explanation, but why even do this? Why?
Yeah. Why do we care? Yeah, exactly. My answer to that is, and I think we've done an episode on aging, work item aging.
I don't know. Probably.
I hope we've done. And we've talked about the importance of monitoring aging when it comes to flow. But the thing is, aging in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing. All items have to, in order to get done, they just have to age. That's the nature of the beast. The question we really want to answer is, how much aging is too much, right? Mm-hmm. At what point do we know that this thing is just taking too long? And we need an objective measure of that. It can't just be like, I feel this thing should have got done in 2 days, or I feel this right now. We want this something backed up with data that says, hey, generally speaking, items that flow through our process take less than 11 days. This item's at 9 days or 10 days or 15 days. Why? So it helps us to ask those questions. What I always say, it helps us to ask, you know, the more relevant questions much sooner. So we have an opportunity to take action.
And I love that you said, well, there you finally, like, I like something you said. it's not one of these episodes unless there's everybody sees that Dan and I just don't like each other. Yeah. But I'm all kidding aside. I love that you said objective. Dan, I think it's age past, but I think people like what we're doing. I think doesn't tell you anything.
Or right. worse, I feel. I mean, I think that's worse, yeah, I feel. Yeah. Oh, I feel like it. Yeah. So yeah, that's really what the question, the service level expectation is trying to answer is within that acceptable confidence, objectively, you know, is this thing moving the way that we expect it to?
Yeah.
Well, and what's interesting to me about SLE is that, you know, and Dan, your example, 11 days, 85% confidence, we're expecting some misses. Mm-hmm. And people don't always realize, like, oh, you're on day 12, you failed. It's like, no, we're expecting some variance, right? Mm-hmm. But 85% of the time, we're expecting within this 11-day mark. And I think people immediately have some things that we've seen. People are immediately pointing, fail. No. We need context, story, reasons. We need, again, objective data and information around what's going on. But every once in a while, we're expected to either come way under or a little bit over, and that's perfectly normal.
Yep. Yeah, like you said, it's to be expected. That's why it's called an expectation. You know, likewise, kind of the flip side of that is, oh, hey, look, I got this item done in 1 or 2 days. So, our SLE is 11 days or less. So let's pile some more things onto it. It's like, no, if your service level expectation, we don't want to make sure that everything takes 11 days. That's not what we want. We still want things to be as small as possible, getting done as quickly as possible.
There we go.
I have we don't have time to get into how you calculate this, right? But what I do want to ask is, what do you need to track to be able to calculate a service level expectation?
Wonderful question. So I'm sure we said this a million times in all of our metrics episodes, but the very first thing we need to decide, you know, in our process is what do we consider the point at which we something has started, and what do we consider, maybe I should do it reverse, what do we consider something where something is finished? We have to have at least those two points defined. Once we have those, and again, it's up to the team or organization or whomever to decide what those two points are. There's no one right answer to that. Once you have those two points defined, then we're really, really capturing timestamps for when an item crosses the start point, when an item crosses that finish point. From those two points of data, we can calculate all the metrics that we need, mm-hmm. one of which being cycle time. And from our cycle time, we can calculate a service out. So is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I just thought that, I mean, I don't think we have time to go into how you calculate a service level expectation here, but I thought for our viewers just to say, hey, the power of measuring cycle time is pretty, there's so much, and you know what? It's easy.
Yeah. And chances are if you're using a tool, because anybody uses a tool, for it to match, you know, Jira, Azure DevOps, whatever you're using, in the background, the tool's already gathering that data for you, right? It's just a matter of mining that data and putting it in a usable form.
Well, and Dan's being modest. I think if you grab Actionable Agile, plug it in on top of your tools, you get all this pretty quick, right? It calculates it very nice. It does some Monte Carlo. Maybe we'll do an episode, Dan, where you can walk us through the power of Actionable Agile. That would be kind of fun, just so people can see the nice graphs and charts and the way that it forecasts. But yeah, as Dan said, the tools are, a lot of them are already doing this, at least data-wise. There's great plugins and add-ons that allow you to visualize this pretty easily. If you're not using this data, it's just laying around, it's already there, you're really missing out, right?
Yep.
Anything else about SLE, Dan, that you've found that teams kind of mess up? There's some myths, things that you really want to make sure people are super clear about before we close this one out.
No, I mean, the one thing I would emphasize is kind of what I was saying at the beginning. You know, if you're doing Kanban and you haven't implemented something like an SLE and monitoring aging based on that SLE, I would say that's really where you need to go. That's what's going to, I think, and I think I said before, that's what's going to fix your Kanban if you're struggling with flow. Mm-hmm. The service level expectation is central.
I thought flow efficiency was the way to fix your... that'll be the next episode.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. Surprise. Dan's throwing a fit. Surprise.
Prima donna again.
Here we go. All right. Here comes the end screen, guys. Thank you so much, Dan and Todd. Great episode.
You're welcome, really. Ryan. Take the thanks for Dan back.
All right. Be sure to check out the socials, like and subscribe, so you can see the next hissy fit that Dan throws or the next fight between Dan and Todd. They are pretty frequent. So like and subscribe so you don't miss a single one. Check out the videos below. We think they're going to be useful for you. We hope you like them as well. Check out the comments section. Lots of great comments going on. You're all so awesome. You help each other out. You ask great questions. You share good stories. Leave your questions there as well. I'm sure Dan or Todd might get around to looking at your questions. I certainly will. We'll pluck them out. We'll add them to a list and we'll start just knocking them out. We'd love to take your questions. All right. So for Dan Vacanti and Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Check out prokanban.org, the home of professional Kanban. And until next time, get your flow straight. Later.
Cheers.